T7 had the rear hatch open on the Dragonfly and was still plugged into the control panel. Zerid spent a few long moments turning his head from the Dragonfly to the Imperial shuttle where Eren had disappeared with the Twi'lek, then back again. He finally started to head for the Dragonfly, but Eren's voice pulled him around.
Zerid!
He turned to see Eren emerge from the shuttle, carrying the still body of the Twi'lek in her arms. Zerid could not tell whether the Twi'lek was dead or alive. He walked toward Eren slowly, his eyes not on the Twi'lek, but on Eren.
Do I want to know?
He dreaded the answer.
I didn't kill her, Zerid. It was important to me that you knew that.
Zerid let himself breathe.
I'm glad, Eren. Then you'll come with me now.
He jerked a thumb over his shoulder.
T7 has the Dragonfly opened.
I can't, Zerid. But I'm all right now. Do you understand?
I don't. No.
Eren opened her mouth to speak, stopped, and cocked her head, as if she'd heard something from far off.
He's coming,
she said. The hairs on the back of Zerid's neck rose.
Who's coming? Malgus?
Eren knelt and laid the Twi'lek down as gently as she might a newborn child. The siren suddenly stopped wailing, the sound cut off as if by a razor. The unexpected silence felt ominous. Zerid eyed the open double doors of the landing pad. A dark corridor stretched beyond them. Eren rose, closed her eyes, inhaled.
Go, Zerid, she said.
I'm not leaving,
Zerid said, and drew his other blaster. He ran his tongue over lips gone dry. She opened her eyes and grabbed him with her gaze.
You are leaving, and you're leaving now, Z-Man. Think of your daughter. Go, right now. Go! Be a farmer.
She smiled and pushed him away. He stared into her face, knowing she was right. He could not make Era an orphan, not even for Eren. Still, he was unwilling to leave her. He stepped closer to her, and her expression softened. She reached up and touched his face.
Go.
Driven by nothing more than impulse, he grabbed her by the shoulders and kissed her full on the mouth. She did not resist, even returned it. He held her away from him at arm's length.
You are a fool, Eren Lanier, he said.
Maybe.
He turned and headed for the Dragonfly. The feel of her lips lingered on his, a ghost of softness he hoped would haunt him forever. He only wished he had kissed her longer. He imagined her eyes on him, and he dared not look back for fear of losing his will to leave. He thought of the hollow of Era he used to keep on Fat Man, her smile, her laugh. Thought of his promise to Nat that he would not take unnecessary chances. Hard as it was, he kept his back turned to Eren Lanier.
Get aboard, T7,
he said as he walked up the landing ramp. T7 beeped a sad negative.
You're not coming?
Again, a sad negative. Zerid patted the droid on his head.
You are a brave one. Thank you for your help. Take care of Eren.
T7 whistled an affirmative, followed that with a somber farewell, and wheeled away from the Dragonfly. The ship's engines were already winding up. T7 must have started the launch sequence. Vrath picked his way through Razor's narrow corridors until he reached the rear compartment, which he'd converted from troop carrier to cargo hold. Stacked crates magnetically sealed to the deck dotted the hold, forming a rat's maze. He hurried through it to the rear door. The firefight outside seemed to have abated, so he allowed himself to relax.